Exercise, health, and assumptions in calculating the estimated maximum heart rate. Abstract. Today, when the discussions are about nanoscience, nanotechnology, systems biology, genetic engineering, ecological literacy, ecological economics, biotechnological revolution, among others, it seems that there are still old schools with scientific assumptions and theoretical points of reference that responded to scientific needs before, but which are insufficient now. It has been observed in national and international conferences, seminaries, research encounters, in our universities and in different kinds of scientific meetings that some obsolete assumptions are still being taught, which slows down progress in education sciences and sports science. We recognize that some predictive formulas used to calculate the estimated maximum heart rate, EMHR, represented progress for exercise science and exercise physiology. At some point, however, there are important aspects that should be considered. It is not that we despise them, but we intend to demonstrate and demystify the use of the traditional formula almost as the only calculation and measurement pattern for EMHR and, to offer, from the perspective of other researchers, better possibilities of exercise dosage for certain populations with particular characteristics. Keywords: estimated maximum heart rate, exercise, measurement, prediction, carvenin.